from the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in the News. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation, along with Gary Wilcox from the Powhatan Nation. Joining us today are two incredibly talented and passionate artists, using their voices to bring attention to an urgent and heartbreaking issue. Gary Small, a four-time Native American Music Awards recipient of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, teams up with the acclaimed singer-songwriter Patty Davis of the Comanche Nation. Together, they've created a powerful new song entitled Silent No More, dedicated to raising awareness about missing and murdered Indigenous women. Indigenous in the News starts now. Welcome, everyone. I'm Larry Kay, and joining me is Gary Wilcox. How you doing today, Gary?
Doing well, Larry. Today, we're honored to welcome Gary Small and Patty Davis. They have just released Silent No More, a powerful new song shining light on the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Please welcome Gary Small and Ms. Patty Davis. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Hi, Patty. Great to have you both on today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So let's get started. Gary, how did the idea for Silent No More come about?
Well, and Patty and I are on the same page on this. We feel that, yes, people recognize that there's this horrible issue of murdered Indigenous women, and the word is not getting out in the way it should to activate processes and means of addressing this problem effectively. I've heard about this ever since the 80s, and it's gone on and on and on. I don't see any relief. Mm-hmm. And so I started writing this song some time ago. Coming from a songwriter standpoint, very painful subject to write about. Mm-hmm. And so I went at it in bits and pieces, and Patty and I were kind of long distance friends, and we keep talking about this. And so finally, she basically gave me a nice positive cattle prod to get off my butt and finish this song with her.
Yeah.
And so we've been working on it for the last 3 months. I pulled together all my resources as far as musicians are concerned. I have some of the best players in the area on there. They all donated their time, along with some other people that did pre-production and mastering and all the technical stuff that goes with a good professional recording.
Mm-hmm. And you kept with the reggae beat. I like it. I like it.
Well, I tend to do that. I've written songs in different styles, but I keep coming back to Bob Marley.
Sure.
And Bob Marley manages to tell a great story at the same time. Mm-hmm. There's great music going on, and for me, it's got to be both.
Right.
I'm not a Bob Dylan guy. You know, I just can't just get up there and sing out of tune and tell a great story. It's got to be great musicianship. It's got to be a great story.
Yes. Yes. Patty, what was the collaboration process like between the two of you?
Thank you. Well, Gary's Northern Cheyenne and I'm Comanche. Mm-hmm. And we both grew up together in Sheridan, Wyoming. And we've always just kind of been on the fringe of a friendship. And in February, they did a concert for Jessia Davis, who is a Kiowa Comanche singer-songwriter who was the guitarist on Jackson Browne's Doctor My Eyes. And Gary knew that I was going to that. And after we came back, I mean, I was jonesed. I wanted to get going. Because Doug Miller wrote a book called Ouachita Love Child, and it's getting press all over the place. And I actually, if I could, this kind of summarizes how the collaboration went. This is from Doug Miller, who is a University of Oklahoma associate professor. And he said, Silent No More is a powerful reminder and call to action on behalf of the generations of Indigenous people who have gone missing in various ways through various means and as an extension of centuries of violence against Native people. Doug Miller was humbled by the suggestion that his book about the great Kiowa, Comanche, Muscogee, Seminole musician Jessia Davis lends some inspiration for these efforts. He was merely a fan who wanted to learn the story. And indeed, this story needs to be told. And Jesse Ed's my cousin, and I'll talk more about his impact on the family and how that moved it. But I think the collaboration between Gary and I also has to involve Jesse Ed, because he was impetus for a lot of us just, okay, it's time to do something. And that's where we're at.
Cool. Gary, why did you feel that music was the right medium to bring awareness to MMIW?
When is music not the right medium is my answer to that.
Absolutely.
All right. Right.
Patty, what message do you hope to, listeners will take away from this song?
You know, when I listen to the song, I see it as a war song. Mm-hmm. And so what I hope the message that listeners take away from this is, let's do something about it. Let's get engaged. Let's see what we can do to help.
Well, what was it like working with the volunteer musicians and artists who joined this project with you, Gary?
Well, these guys are, number one, I'm not exaggerating, they are the best musicians in the Northwest as far as I'm concerned. We've all played together since probably the 80s, so we're longtime friends. All of them are very, I don't want to say pro-Indian, but they are. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when I told them about this project, all of them leaped and jumped at it. And they're like, we'll do it for free. Not a problem. You know, just do it. One gentleman, Jimmy Lang, he's the organist on here. He came up all the way from Colorado Springs.
Wow.
You know, on his own to lay down those beautiful organ tracks you hear on the song. Jimmy is one of the best keyboardists I've ever played with. And that's saying something, because in my career, I've played with some stellar musicians.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then a local singer, Joanne Gardner, she took a great, good song and just made it great. Yes. She's the leading vocalist on the female vocalist on the way out of the song.
Oh, okay.
And she just knocked it out of the park into the next one.
Yes, yes. Patty, can you describe any specific lyrics or moments in the song that are especially meaningful to you?
You know, tribal communities, they know their people. And I like the lyric about we're searching for you, because it's a collaborative community searching for you. I like that lyric. I also like the kiss the sky, sun. That's specifically from a Klamath tribal member, in how she honored family members that had passed on and how she was able to connect. Mm-hmm. So those two lyrics are really, really powerful for me. Just Silent No More is, you know, it's giving a voice to those who generally aren't heard. And I think if I had to pick one, I couldn't. I think it's all good. Mm-hmm. I think it captures the story. It captures the intent. And when you hear it, for me, I'm stoked. I mean, I don't know if you remember from the 60s and 70s where you heard music and you're like, oh my gosh, there is another world. This one is another world where we can do something about it.
Yes. As a team, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Gary, where and how was Silent No More recorded?
It was recorded right behind my head right now in my studio. I've got a small but very effective studio here. I've recorded at least 7-8 albums here.
Oh, wow.
And 3 or 4 albums for other people. So I've also become recording rat as well as musicians. So
cool.
We did the tracking and mixing here. And then after that, a process needs to be done called mastering. Basically, it's getting it radio for radio play. Gil Stober over at Peak Recording in Bozeman, Montana, did a stellar job and charged about a nickel and a dollar on getting that done. So. Mm. Here's to Gil. He did a great job, mm-hmm. too.
Gary, do either of you have a personal connection with regards to MMIW crisis that you'd be okay or comfortable with sharing about?
Well, for me, I know three individual women that were were reported to law enforcement and to I'm not sure which MMIW organization, but one of them here in the Northwest. Fortunately for me, all three were found.
And for me, Gary, I am a sitting judge for a tribe, and whenever we get a missing tribal member, we activate quick. And in the last probably year, we've had two or three young girls that have gone missing. Both have been found, but it's only because the tribal community knew where to look. I know what it's like personally to not know how your child dies. And my daughter was killed by a drunk driver. I know it's different, but yet for 2 years we didn't know how she died. And that 2 years was agonizing in hell. And I don't really want others to have to live that when we can do something about it.
Thank you for sharing.
Gary, as an Indigenous artist, how does your cultural background influence your music and activism?
Well, it's actually pretty simple and pretty traditional. It's just the time I've spent on the reservation with my family and friends. I'm a traveler. It would be very tough for me to do what I do in Langdeer, Montana. There's just no resources there. There's not enough musicians that are there. I can't be there and play music in the fashion I do. So I've been to Portland, Oregon, and I was out there for 15 years where I did two Native American albums. And I befriended a very famous record producer, and his name is Jim Gergio. Jim had the recording studio in Nederland, Colorado, called Caribou Recording. Everybody who was anybody in the 80s recorded there. Elton John Lennon, you name it. And he caught me on a reservation. He has a ranch just off the reservation. And he caught me at a local watering hole there and said, "How come you don't have another album out?" And I said, "I don't know. I'm just dragging my feet." Because all this experience you have out here, and you can't come up with a new album, that stuck. So the next album came out. I've been luckily enough to be surrounded by good friends and family if on the Indian experience side. My own experience, I went to school at Montana State University. We had a big good size Indian student population there at the time, so I got to meet natives from all over the place there. And so I studied in Native American studies as a minor, and then I went to get my master's in public administration, Indian affairs. I worked for Indian Health Service, Portland Area Indian Health Board. And so I do that during the day. I'm retired now, thank God. But I've got a pretty good background as far as being able to write this kind of music.
Sure. So, Gary, what kind of emotional impact do you experience when, like, you're writing a song or when you perform it?
Well, that's a tough one. I wrote a song, another one about my father going to Indian boarding school, and now I couldn't even get through it. Couldn't even get through it. I stopped playing it. And it would be tough to perform this song too. I mean, this song is brand new. Patty and I just released this at the end of April, I think. And so I haven't had a chance to, or even had the opportunity to perform it yet. And it'll be tough. It'll
Sure,
be
sure.
tough.
Now, do you have it out in outlets right now? Can we listen to it? Find it?
Oh, yes. Well, Larry, you have a copy.
Yeah.
If you go to my Facebook page, just put in Gary Small, right? Pinned at the very top, shows you how individuals can find it. You just click on the link, it'll take you to a page, and it has Spotify, Apple,
Sure.
and all
It's everywhere.
distributors. They can just click on whatever one they want
Okay.
and probably download it for a whopping $2, you know? And that's the way the music industry is these
Yep.
days. And then any MMIW, MMIP organization can have it for free. They just have to send us a, or just send us a note on Facebook or email us. We'd be more than happy to send it to him. No charge. We're not enforcing any copyrights whatsoever. It's free for anybody's use in those organizations.
And Gary, that's what we did with the Comanche. They were doing an MIP movement on what, May 5th, and Gary immediately sent it on to them, and they used it on their web page for the tribal people, and it's gotten about 5,000 views already, just in less than a month.
See, those Comanche are smart. They jumped right on it.
Well, we'll be playing it here in just a bit. Patty, how do you think the music community can support MMIW awareness more effectively?
I think the music community is probably the first line. You create awareness through music. It addresses that. I mean, again, I'm going to go back to the old school way, as we hear songs from the way back when, and we have that immediate feeling, that immediate hit. And I think the music community, if they can do what a couple questions before is, you know, support us, we will donate proceeds to help, because really what's happening in Indian country, the data collections are off, the jurisdictional issues are complex, and the tribal police aren't funded as well. MIP movements are looking for money. We need to elevate the message, and with that it comes money. We need to do some money. So Gary and I aren't talking just about the music and the song, because that's got its own feet. What we also are talking about is using the proceeds to help donate money back into the community to help.
Gary, are you partnering with any specific MMIW organizations through the release?
Well, you know, again, we just released this at the beginning of the month. And Patty and I have been diligently sending emails out and texts out to various organizations. As we all know, Indian country can move a little slow at times. So we're, with the exception of the Comanche Nation, they're all over it. And so, you know, with being on your show, hopefully that'll get the word out to more people that are involved in those organizations and get a hold of us. Again, you know, we're just trying to do a, you know, I'm not in law enforcement. I don't know what I could do to enforce and keep the safety of those women, but you know, I can help by putting a song out, Patty and I putting a song out, you know, for awareness for these organizations to use and utilize in their videos and their PSAs, public service announcements, and things like that. So that's, you know, at least my way of contributing.
Today, we're speaking with Gary Small, four-time Native American Music Award winner from the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, and singer-songwriter Patty Davis of the Comanche Nation. They've come together to release Silent No More, a powerful new song shining light on the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women. To find out how you can support their effort to promote this cause, feel free to contact Patty Davis at 10bearsdevelopment@hotmail.com. Here is Silent No More.
Left here in a vengeance, headed for the bright lights to start all over again. Some say that you walked into mighty, mighty trouble, a big trouble with a stranger, or trouble with your old man. Some say, well, you left town, but you didn't get very far. With just a few dollars, riding in a broken down Indian car. Some say another lost soul drove into the devil's den. All I know is you're missing, and I don't know where to begin.
We've been searching, searching for you.
Gonna find your lost soul, bring your spirit home again.
Shouting, shouting, calling out your name.
We close the door, we won't be silent anymore.
We won't be silent no more. We won't be silent no more. We won't be silent no more. Silent.
Maybe you found serenity and the peace you're looking for. Some say maybe we can only kiss the sky, but there's no surrender, and I will fight forevermore.
We won't be silent no more. We won't be silent.
What are some ways that our listeners can support or get involved in the fight against this crisis?
I think the best thing I can say is when you become aware of the issue, then you take responsibility for it. I think that's an important piece to where, what can I do individually to support that? There's a lot of nonprofit foundations out there. If you're tribal, your tribal people are having MMAP awareness day. There's all sorts of things that you can do. Support the effort. Become, like I said, become aware, be responsible towards it, and do what you can. I mean, one person can make a whole community. What is it? It takes a village to raise a child. I want to see it more. I would like to see this in a very strong national effort. There is a request being made to take this song and donate it to a documentary that's coming out on my cousin, Jessia Davis, the Ouachita Child. We're asking that this song be played and dedicate this documentary to the MMIP, MMIW effort. That's going to have a huge national response. And the Davis family has historically supported the interests of Native families, as well as the work to alleviate those concerns. Jessia's music with John Trudell continue that pattern of care. I mean, John Trudell was an activist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the current issue of missing Indigenous women is one that shouldn't be ignored or overlooked, and we need to raise our voices. Our family, you know, we were descendants of Chief Ten Bears, Chief Black Kettle, Alice Brown Davis. We come from a very long line of leaders who take responsibility for the people, and I think that's a really important message. Is this song again is a song to wake us up and get us moving on this.
Mm-hmm.
And not expect someone else to take care of it. We have to take care of it.
Yes, yes.
So tell us about your artwork, Patty, on the new album.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Well, the warrior has the hand symbol, which is the MMIP symbol. But
right.
It's not just the warrior, it's the war pony.
Oh,
and so
okay.
There's a war pony in there, and everything on that war pony is a symbol that means something. So the circle around the eye, you know, gives the horse a sense of stronger. Comanches are the backward snake when we talk to each other in sign. So there's a snake on there, but it typically means snake medicine or speed and stealth. The arrow is a symbol of victory. And even in the handprint, it's just kind of like it's a battle vow. And so for me, the artwork is very symbolic about how, again, we're not going to be silent anymore, and we're coming.
We're coming.
We are coming.
Yes.
We are coming.
Uh-huh.
Patty, do you plan to create more music together in the future?
We've talked about it, and I think we will. Yeah.
It's fun working with Gary. I'm kind of in awe of him, you know? I'm
know. He does Gary. Reggae. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Patty's a multi-talented artist. She does it all, not to mention holding down a very serious job in the career. So it's great to be established with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a chief judge of two tribes, and I work for a couple other tribes on Court of Appeals, and I also teach at a law school.
Wow.
And the reason that's important is, you know, with our family and losing Jesse Ed, I mean, his loss wasn't just a loss to the tribal community, it was a loss to our family. And I wanted to know what it was, and I'm happy to help you all in your nonprofit. I wanted to know what it meant to be a Native legally. What does that mean? Because if I didn't understand that, I was going to constantly be getting hit with misinformation like, oh, you have special rights. No, I have treaty rights. I have trust obligations, derivative. I wanted to understand all those pieces in order to get in and move forward. So for me, it's just, you know, keeping focused and moving forward and working in Indian country. I've dedicated my whole career to working in Indian country.
Well, thank you, Patty, for the work that you do.
Thank you. I'm happy to help you guys too. You know, you got my numbers. Let me help you. And if you get in trouble, call me.
Yeah.
Thank you. We might just do that. You never know. So I want to sincerely thank you both for stopping by today and sharing your powerful new song, Silent No More, with us. We appreciate you using your music to help bring awareness to such an extremely important issue,
yes,
such as MMIW. I mean, we all truly are humbled by this, you know. So please, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you both, Gary, and thank you, Patty, for joining us today. We truly appreciate your time, and most importantly,
thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, your dedication and such a vital cause. A special thank you, Pinagi, to both of you, and from all of our listeners. Stay in touch, and we wish you both a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you for tuning in to Indigenous in the News and supporting us and our entrepreneurs. Music today was Silent No More from Gary Small and Patty Davis. To find out how you can support their effort to promote this cause, feel free to contact Patty Davis at 10bearsdevelopment@hotmail.com. Indigenous in the News has been produced by Larry Kay. Our engineer is Paul Salvatore. Our theme music is composed by Lenny Long. Today's show has been recorded at the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Come visit us at indigenousinthenews.org to hear all of our past shows and learn all about the great programs that we provide. You can also find us on iHeartRadio and Spotify. Until next time, from all of us here at Indigenous in the News, have yourself a fantastic week and safe journeys. Indigenous in the News is a production of Indigenous in Music and Arts.